enjoy it.
The Penguins traded forwards Cody Glass and Jonathan Gruden to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for prospects Chase Stillman and Max Graham, as well as a third-round draft pick. The Pens also re-signed defenseman Ryan Shea to a one-year deal. The 28-year-old is now under contract through 2026 and will make $900,000 next season. In spring training baseball, Paul Skeens pitched into the fourth inning as the Pirates beat the Orioles 9-5 on Thursday night. The Buccos are playing the Atlanta Braves today in Venice, Florida. In college basketball action, your number 25 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team beat Bridgewater State 69-58 last night in the first round of the Division III tournament in Baltimore. They advanced to the second round to play Johns Hopkins tonight at 7:15. The Pitt men host Boston College tonight at the Peterson Events Center in their final regular season game. The Panthers did not earn a first round bye in the ACC tournament, so they'll be playing in the first round on Tuesday in North Carolina. And the Duquesne men wrap up their regular season tonight when they play at St. Louis University.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Leslie Gore on Radio 9. Judy's turn to cry. That was Leslie Gore on Radio 9. Cliff Nobles and company going to take us to news. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. We'll be talking with my father-in-law, Dave, more in the program. No phone calls this week. Save them for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. It was a week of uncertainty, flip-flops, diplomatic discussions and moving deadlines, all surrounding US tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The Trump administration implemented new 10% import duties on China and 25% on its two nearest neighbours, to only then reverse course and delay those Canada and Mexico tariffs for a month. All that uncertainty unsettled global markets, amid fears of a painful and costly trade war. FSN's Tony Waterman reported on the retaliation moves.
Within minutes of the new U.S. tariffs taking effect, China and Canada retaliated, hitting the U.S. with fresh tariffs of their own on everything from cars to cotton to wine, beer, and Florida orange juice. Mexico, Canada, and China are the U.S.'s top three trade partners, and a trade war threatens to upend more than $2 trillion in trade, much of the cost passed along to consumers. Trump wants the countries to do more to stem the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. All three deny they are responsible for the U.S.'s drug problem.
Leaders of the European Union's member states ramped up support for Ukraine this week with an emergency summit in Brussels. It followed Washington's decision to freeze military aid to Kiev and cut off intelligence sharing. FSN's William Denslow was watching developments from the Belgium capital.
Senior EU officials say the changing policy from the U.S. when it comes to Ukraine is the basis of this emergency summit. The focus is on how Ukraine's European allies can ramp up support in the short term, while also providing longer-term security guarantees, such as a possible peacekeeping force. Leaders will also discuss the European Commission's roughly $850 billion rearm plan to bolster the bloc's defense capabilities. European powers are scrambling to retain Washington's support for Ukraine, but this summit is an opportunity to prepare for a scenario where it's without its transatlantic partner. William Denslow, Brussels.
Meanwhile, the United States and Ukraine are set to hold talks in Saudi Arabia next week aimed at creating a ceasefire agreement in the conflict with Russia. FSN's Ross Cullen reports from Kyiv.
After President Zelensky meets the Saudi Crown Prince on Monday, his team, but crucially not Mr. Zelensky himself, will stay on in the country for meetings with the US delegation. Washington has made no secret of its dissatisfaction with the Ukrainian leader, and the president's chief of staff is likely to head up the Ukrainian delegation. According to Donald Trump's Middle East envoy, Stephen Witkoff, the idea for the talks in Saudi Arabia is to, quote, get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire. President Zelensky said on Thursday that Ukraine is not only ready to take the necessary steps for peace, but, quote, we are also proposing those steps.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Hawaiian Eye. Starring Anthony Isley, Robert Conrad, Connie Stevens. Strange melodies. Also starring
Jay Thurber
with Ponce Ponce.
Hawaiian Eye.
I saw a crazy chick running down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why the great big beat? She said, oh, wow, what a square. Don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's a playing his piano machine. Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Was dim and dark, except for one spotlight, a shining on two frantic hands that rock like dynamite.
From about 1957. Here, let me turn that down on Radio 9. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee with my father-in-law, Dave. We're going to be talking about Wiley Radio 1080 here in a little while. You tickled some memories in my memory bank there. But we're going to talk about them in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. And hopefully we're going to hear from Park Overall later on in the show, since she's one of the most famous natives of Greenville, Tennessee, other than Andrew Johnson, President Andrew Johnson. Here's Ike Turner along with Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats to sing about that Rockin' 88 on Radio 9.
You've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow!
You wanna shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now money won't bring you happiness, but we know we
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. That was Georgie Young and the Rockin' Box. You remember them, the Rockin' Box. Boy, everybody just, that's, I'm assuming that was a medley of their hit. It is 1:13, just about. Much more music time. We're here with my father-in-law, Dave Ritter, in Greenville, Tennessee. And somehow we got on topic the other day. I've been bringing this up for a couple of... was Wiley Radio. Tell me about radio in Pittsburgh when you were growing up. What were you listening to?
Well, I was listening to the Top 40, which almost all stations had at that time. And you mentioned WILY. That was in East Liberty, and I passed that walking home from Peabody High School.
They were on the second floor of a fruit market or something?
Yeah. As you walk down from Sears heading toward East Liberty, you'd see Sears, and then you'd cross the street. There's a church on that side. Then there was another street. Then there was this fruit market or meat market, whatever it was, and WILY was on the second floor. And they had a guy on the radio at the time, Sir Walter Raleigh. Now, we sort of knew that wasn't his real name. Was probably,
well, he wasn't even English. He had an English accent, but he wasn't even English.
He was black, I think.
Yeah, he was American.
And he sort of made it sound pretty cool. I mean, he had this big, as I remember, it was a big yellow 59 Cadillac and ugliest car ever made. And he had a big plate on the front of it that said Sir W.R. And I used to walk past that car every day going back from school and thinking, I don't know if I'd want that car or not, but now I would want it.
Probably that car would probably be worth some money now. That was the first radio station in Pittsburgh that was mostly black soul music and R&B music, correct?
Well, you had that place in McKeesport.
Well, we had Whammo.
Whammo, yeah.
But here's the thing. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, and I went back to the hotel last night, and I looked this up because I knew we were going to be talking about this today. There was actually a story in Time Magazine about WILY because it was such a novelty. They bumped Whammo off the air for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they took the whole audience because it was a more powerful station than 860. WILY was on 1080, and they had 1,000 watts, and WHOD, which was what Whammo was then, only had 250 watts. So they stole their audience for a while. But you're right that Sir Walter Raleigh... you even remembered when they flipped formats from WILY, they went to WEEP. You even remember what the song was that they played. What was it?
Just Born to Be Your Baby.
By Perry Como. They played a whole day of Just Born.
Back to back.
Back to back for 12 hours.
You could listen to it for about 2 minutes and then you had to turn it off.
But yeah, and the only one they fired all the disc jockeys except for Sir Walter Raleigh. He was the only one that made the transition over to WEEP.
Who was really John Christian.
Whose real name was John Christian, yeah. But yeah, he made Time Magazine. He says, well, they quote him as saying, well, chaps, that's the way the mop flops.
I used to tell a friend of mine, I know a lot of useless crap, so this probably falls in that category.
Well, you're on the right. You're on the right station, that's for sure. For useless crap. Is that all?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, okay. How about a little Dionne Warwick? Let's do a little Dionne Warwick here on Radio 9.
Don't You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Studio here. When I'm in the studio, it turns the speakers down automatically when I turn the microphone on. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber here at just about 1:21. Much more music time. We are in Greenville, Tennessee this week, so please, no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. Hanging out with my father-in-law, Dave. And here's a program for you, Dave, if you're coming up to Pittsburgh. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport is going to begin hip-hop dancing for senior citizens.
Wow.
There you go. That begins on Thursday, March 13th, and will continue every other Thursday. This is suggested for senior citizens, hip-hop dancing for senior citizens, 11 a.m. on every other Thursday beginning this March 13th. For more information, call 412-672-0625 or visit mckeesportlibrary.org. Do you think that would be the kind of thing you're interested in?
I'd be moving and grooving, rocking and rolling and reeling with the feeling.
Reeling with the, oh yeah. Olive Branch Baptist Church in West Newton will hold their monthly clothing sale on April 5th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's at 296 State Route 981. That's actually in Ross River Township outside of West Newton. You can drop off clean, laundered, used clothing to help with their fundraising by placing them in a plastic bag and leaving them at the door at the rear of the building. Proceeds from fundraising are used to help people in all kinds of need throughout the Ross River Township area. Don't forget, we'll have more news for you coming up at 2 o'clock. More music on the other side of that.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39. Clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Right now, it's Elton John by request from Dave. Get back, Honky Cat. Thanks for listening to Radio 9 this super solid cold Saturday.
When I look back, boy, must have been green. Bopping in the country, fishing in a stream. Looking for an answer, trying to find a sign. Until I saw your city lights, honey, I was blind. They said, get back, Honky Cat, better get back to the world.
the Penguins. From 1955 here on Radio 9, I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee, just kind of halfway between Knoxville and Bristol. We'll be talking a little bit more about that. We're also going to hear some more from the pride of Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell, in a little while. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 1:30. This is Diana Ross and the Supremes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Chevy Checker on Radio 9. We will be hearing from Park Overall, I think, in the 2 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. You might remember her from a bunch of movies, including Biloxi Blues, also The Golden Girls and Empty Nest. She is a native of Greenville, Tennessee, and she's become very active in environmental activism down here. So we're going to talk to her about what doing that is like. We're down here in eastern Tennessee, so no phone calls. Last year or a couple years ago when we were down here, we went to the History of Country Music Museum, which is in Bristol, Tennessee, just about an hour up the road, and they've got a great exhibit for Tennessee Ernie Ford. Here's Ern.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high tone woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Let's do two in a row from Tennessee Ernie Ford. I made a pledge that I was going to play more Tennessee Ernie Ford on his show, and I've broke my promise. So from Bristol, Tennessee, here's Ernie.
Oh, you're good at me. Get shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In happy other songs, some kids are crying, or ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm the one to come by. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about loving.
Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey-lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fella with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about life. Yeah, here they are. Well, we lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a while back. And now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is going to be wearing black. Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like they could die. If we keep losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy.
Let's think about living.
Let's think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hoopin'
and the hoppin' and the boppin' and the lovey-lovey-loving.
Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Think about life.
Let's think about life.
Let's think about living.
see Ernie Ford. Like I said, if you ever get up to Bristol, Virginia, or Bristol, Tennessee, you got to stop in and see that History of Country Music Museum. I'm not even a big country music kind of guy, but we really enjoyed that quite a lot. And let me see, what do we have here? I thought we had a jingle, but we don't. So instead, we'll hear from Dave Baby Cortez on Radio 9. Dave Baby Cortez with Rinky Dink here on Radio 9. We're going to hear from Archie Campbell again right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, if you're ever in Bulls Gap, Tennessee, and by God, I hope you are. If you haven't been to Bulls Gap, Tennessee, and you haven't been anywhere, don't blink because you might miss it. We were there yesterday. We toured the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum, and we also toured the Archie Campbell Museum. And Archie Campbell was a comedian. He was popular in the 60s and 70s, told these kind of down-home country stories. He also was a pretty talented painter. He was actually trained as an artist, but they've got a museum and his old homestead there restored for you to walk through. I remember him best from watching him on Hee Haw, where one of his famous songs went a little something like this.
And now, friends, I'd like to call my tenor singer in here to help me out on this piece. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. You leave me here all alone. I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
forget the first time I saw her. Boy, was she a girl. That's what everybody kept asking me. Was she a girl? Of course, she had everything a man would want. Muscles, mustache. I miss you so much, the taters need digging. The corn in the field, it needs picking now. How well I remember the first time I met you. You looked so pretty, you're pulling that plow. Well, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone. I'll tell you one thing, she had the most beautiful hair hanging down her back. None on her head, just on her back. I'll tell you one thing, I love the ground her daddy struck all on. Your lips are as red as boysenberries. Your ears look like a big cabbage leaf. Your eyes bug out like an old pop-eyed mullet. Your hair's like haywire and it hangs to your feet. Well, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you were gone. Tell you one thing, she's got a fine figure. She's got a hi-fi phonographic figure. 45, 78, 33 1/3. Only trouble is she's got a long play tongue. Thought that my love was all that you wanted. I thought that my money meant nothing to you. I thought that the hogs would stay in the hog pen. That's what I thought, dear, but you took them all. Well, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You may another and you was gone.
The late, great Archie Campbell. Dave was just asking me, where did you find that? His stuff is still in print. You can look it up on iTunes or Amazon Music, and you can find yourself some Archie Campbell, and you can just annoy your neighbors and your friends and your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your ex-wife, whoever it is that you need to annoy. They're all going to be exes after they hear that.
And everything lights up, and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh, now money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Berman!
Come on now, gotta smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
As I walk along, I
That was Del Shannon with Runaway. We were just telling a story. Dave and I were down here in Greenville, Tennessee. We were just talking about old time radio people in Pittsburgh. Roy Fox and Mike Levine and O'Brien and Gary. We just lost both of them. They died within a couple of months ago. Larry O'Brien and John Gary. We were talking about the late, great Doug Hirth, too, who I stole a lot of stuff from. And the story was that Doug was an exterminator in Florida. And he was driving around. He would drive around all day in his exterminator truck and listen to this radio station and finally called in and said, you know, I've been listening to your station all day, and this can't be so hard to do. I mean, if you guys are doing it. And he said, well, okay, smart guy. If you're so smart, why don't you come in here and do it for a while? And so he did. That was the true story that Doug Hirth told. I don't know if that's true or not. He's not around for me to ask him now. We've got more news for you coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll also hear from Park Overall and the guys at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. I hope you're enjoying this. If you're not, tune over to KDKA. They probably got some pretty good infomercials on right now. Probably give you some investment advice or else talk about vaccines for your pets. I don't know. What do I know? They never talk about us. Why am I talking about them?
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Penguins traded forwards Cody Glass and Jonathan Gruden to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for prospects Chase Stillman and Max Graham, as well as a third-round draft pick. The Pens also re-signed defenseman Ryan Shea to a one-year deal. The 28-year-old is now under contract through 2026 and will make $900,000 next season. In spring training baseball, Paul Skeens pitched into the fourth inning as the Pirates beat the Orioles 9-5 on Thursday night. The Buccos are playing the Atlanta Braves today in Venice, Florida. In college basketball action, your number 25-ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans women's team beat Bridgewater State 69-58 last night in the first round of the Division III tournament in Baltimore. They advanced to the second round to play Johns Hopkins tonight at 7:15. The Pitt men host Boston College tonight at the Peterson Events Center in their final regular season game. The Panthers did not earn a first-round bye in the ACC tournament, so they'll be playing in the first round on Tuesday in North Carolina. And the Duquesne men wrap up their regular season tonight when they play at St. Louis University.
Weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
Radio 9 with more music, more often. Here's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, bringing Sherry down your street in high fidelity.
Sure. Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Do we need to make the Department of Education more efficient? I believe we do. Do we need to destroy it and wreak havoc for working class families across this country? Absolutely not.
Progressive Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says a coordinated effort is underway to privatize public schools. President Donald Trump plans to sign an executive order directing Secretary of Education Linda McMahon to begin closing the department as far as allowed by law. Staff have already been warned of deep program cuts and layoffs. Meanwhile, at least five GOP-led states want to let local school boards deny enrollment to undocumented students. Tennessee State Representative William Lamberth says lawmakers bear no responsibility for the children of those migrants.
We want to focus on legal citizens and U.S. citizens, especially when it comes to our limited dollars in the budget every single year.
The policy may violate the 1982 Supreme Court decision, which says children get a free public education regardless of immigration status. Supporters say they're eager to see if the current court would overturn that ruling. House lawmakers have voted to censure Texas Congressman Al Green for disrupting Trump's address to Congress this week. 10 Democrats voted with Republicans. Amidst more last-minute tariff pauses, the stock markets again fell sharply. Trump said he will suspend many Mexican and Canadian levies until next month. The Dow fell by 1% Thursday. The administration aims to cancel the leases for dozens of National Park Service buildings. The locations are part of a larger list of hundreds of federal properties Trump says he wants to sell. The race for a Wisconsin Supreme Court seat is on track to become one of the most expensive judicial races in history. Billionaire Elon Musk is pouring money into TV ads for the conservative candidate. Musk's Tesla company sued the state for blocking new dealerships there, a case which could end up before the court. Ben Wickler leads the state Democratic Party.
So it's now clear that the attack on American democracy and the functioning of government isn't limited to the federal level. Elon Musk wants it all.
A new study reveals state abortion bans are pushing women out of the workforce and changing where people want to live. One in five prospective parents told the survey they moved or knew someone who had due to abortion restrictions. Melissa Mahoney with the Institute for Women's Policy Research says young people are not willing to trade their health for a paycheck.
The labor markets in states that protect abortion tend to be more welcoming for women with higher wages, greater access to health insurance, also a stronger labor force participation.
Mahoney says they estimate the bans in 17 states are costing the economy more than $60 billion a year. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high near 39, clear overnight with a low of 28. On Sunday, partly sunny, 51. Sunday night, clear, low 34. On Monday, sunny skies with a high near 60. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 66.
This is 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jim Webbing and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Mata Hari and her skeletons in the closet. Another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways,
Jay Thurber.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. Let you know I can really shake them down.